Clear that the President and Vice President heard us, and they heard the American people. The vast majority of Americans support common sense gun regulations, and clearly the White House was listening.
Obama made it clear he wants background checks to be ironclad, also restricting some semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. But what will that resistance be like in a Republican-controlled House, and even might be a long shot if you look at the Senate, even though it's heavily weighted on the side of the Democrats. That's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are doing well here at the start of 2013. It's no surprise that we are all locked and loaded, so to speak, in a different way when it comes to the issue of guns. I don't think there's a gray area. There's nowhere to hide for the politicians who want the money of the NRA. They are going to have to go against the administration. If they don't, they will not get the backing when they go for re-election. And that could cause a problem for a lot of Republicans, and also a lot of Democrats who previously were kind of on the fence about the issue. There is no, in other words, on the fence any longer. And all of that because of the sad, sad, awful tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, which now has been the potboiler for this entire issue that has just exploded across America and certainly in Washington, D.C., Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who took a lot of criticism, a lot of hits for playing nice with the president when he went to visit the ravaged areas of New Jersey from Hurricane Sandy, had plenty to say about the prez and, you know, really the gun issue. Here's a little snippet.
I absolutely believe we have to have a continued discussion about gun control, and I'm happy to be a part of that conversation. But if that's all we do, then we're playing politics, and we're avoiding the other hard issues, too, about how do we share information about people who have mental illness. If all we do is talk about gun control, we're missing the point. This is about violence control. It's about violence control.
All right, reaction to what the president talked about during the day included this from the NRA saying attacking firearms and ignoring children is not a solution to the crisis we face as a nation. Only honest, law-abiding gun owners will be affected, and our children will remain vulnerable to the inevitability of more tragedy. VP Joe Biden, who's a big part of the administration's push on this because he was appointed to head up the task force, said, I have no illusions about what we're up against or how hard the task is in front of us. We should do as much as we can, as quickly as we can, and we cannot let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, on the rise in the Republican Party, decidedly on the bench for 2016 as a possible presidential nominee, says nothing the president is proposing would have stopped the massacre at Sandy Hook. Rather than sweeping measures that make it harder for responsible, law-abiding citizens to purchase firearms, we should focus on the root causes of gun violence and keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally ill. New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says, we know we're not going to eliminate all gun violence, but certainly diminish the possibility of having another Newtown. I believe all the major law enforcement organizations will support the administration, so this is a good day. I'll give you one more reaction. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, never shy about grabbing a mic and letting his feelings be known. He says the recent tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School is heartbreaking and beyond words. However, the gun control plans brought forward by the president fail to address the real issue, and I'm confident there will be bipartisan opposition to his proposal. This hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk heavily about this. And, of course, fill in the spaces with some odds and ends. Coming up next, a constitutional expert about what Obama's proposing. And a lot of this will go back on to the Congress. A lot of some of what the president's talked about with closing loopholes and stricter loopholes, meaning background checks and that kind of stuff. And actually, what was interesting is the assault weapons ban, when initially talking about what would come out this week, it was thought that this would be an executive order and, you know, just boom, let's get rid of the assault weapons. But that didn't happen. He didn't do that. He did say he's going to sign 23 total executive actions, but he wasn't specific. The White House released a detailed rundown after the president finished speaking and said that the president's, because I have a copy of it, said the president's orders would involve tightening background checks, allowing schools to hire more resource officers, address mental illness, allow the CDC to study best ways to reduce gun violence, including the impact of video games. So here we go again with the video games. Obama said that these directives are in no way a substitute for action by members of Congress. That was the push. Congress, 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 right? And so Congress has to step up, you know, for the president. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. He then also said that specifically pass universal background checks for anyone wanting to buy a gun. And, of course, there's been massive resistance to that always. Let's get some reaction. We got a couple. Let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Bud man, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
Yeah, what did you think about some of the things about this whole universal background checks and seek out the mentally ill and that kind of stuff?
Well, I can agree with a little more background checks on people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stop the criminals from getting weapons at all. Let me give you an example. Earlier, a few minutes ago, you talked about how criminals were getting guns. I personally had two home invasions. I came home from work one day or one night, put my gun in the safe, relaxed on the couch, 1 o'clock in the morning, a guy comes plowing through my front door. Hand-to-hand combat with him for 3 hours. Now, on my wall, I have a speakerphone, and I hit 911. As I'm fighting the guy, I don't have time to open up the safe and get my weapon out. I'm too busy fighting this guy. He was loaded up with dope, and the only way I got him was putting a portable TV over his head and let it explode on him and get him down, but he got back up.
Wow.
So that's one. A year later, I had another one. Now, still, my weapon's in the safe.
Wow. Wow, Bud, I'm glad you shared that story with us. You know, and so this is the thing. You hear his personal example of the home invasion, which is what so many people are concerned about. Hold your thoughts. It's coming up in our next segment. We're going to speak with Carl Jarvis, constitutional expert, on what happened today. Then give us a call in the following segment at 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the reaction to the president today talking about guns, what he'd like to see Congress do, and a whole bunch of other things? And we're going to throw in that meat for you along the way here in America Tonight, including a lot of reaction from a lot of different kinds of people to what President Obama is saying. He repeated his call, no doubt, for a ban on assault weapons and some stricter background checks for gun purchases. So the reaction, as I said, has been far and wide. Constitution expert Carl Jarvis joins us now. He's got a book coming out called The Institution Revolution, The Citizen's Guide to Fighting for Freedom and Winning. Carl, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So initially your reaction, because I'm sure, like everyone else, we, you know, earlier on this show we had on the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, and he said it was 13 hours of dissecting and talking about everything you can imagine with gun policy. But what was your initial reaction when you heard what the president had to say?
Well, my initial reaction, there was some talk, I guess, a week or 10 days ago that he was going to try to put the assault rifle ban through via an executive order. And I have to say that I was, I guess, happy and maybe a little surprised that they didn't try and do that, and that he's calling for Congress to do that, which I think would be the appropriate channel to enact a policy along those lines.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are a lot of people that would have the same reaction that you had. They assume when everything just started to pop out there about executive orders, and the president said executive orders not enough, you know, and some of what he talked about is much different than what initially it seemed like was going to come out of the White House. What direction do you think the conversation should take when we talk about guns these days? Because you know that everybody has a heavy heart, no matter where they fall on this, after what happened to the kids in Newtown, Connecticut.
Absolutely. And you know, I guess one of the questions that comes to my mind is, you know, the tragedies are awful, but, you know, why does it take a tragedy for Congress to finally get around to looking at a policy like this? It seems that there's definitely policies in the middle. You know, you have the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Each party wants to see these sort of extreme versions of the solution, but there's certainly a compromise somewhere in the middle, you know, maybe something along the lines of background checks that involved mental health issues, things like that, that would prevent these tragedies and yet not infringe upon the right to bear arms of most Americans who responsibly adhere to that right.
Yeah. And when you look at the Constitution, that's the concern of a lot of people. They're worried about the alteration of the Constitution. Do you think the Second Amendment, I mean, a lot of the other amendments, of course, are talked about, but I think the Second Amendment and protecting the Second Amendment is really the biggest buzz since I've been doing a talk show, certainly in the last 7-8 years, that I've heard from the day one when I jumped on the air. Do you think that is that's like the last bastion, like can't let this go, because if it does, everything else will fall?
Well, I'm actually a big fan of the Fourth Amendment as well, which is, you know, the right to privacy and against search and seizure. But that one is going down the tubes with some of the policies that we see, you know, Transportation Security Agency, National Security Agency. Certainly the right to bear arms, you know, if you look at the very long history of the right to bear arms and things that were written hundreds of years ago, it is, you know, some would say, and I would tend to sympathize with this view, that it really is the last bastion against tyranny that we have. And different countries view that right to bear arms maybe differently than we do. But certainly our country has a unique history, and I would be one for saying that there's nothing wrong with sticking to our history and being proud of it.
And being proud of that history, yes.
Being proud of that history.
Yeah. The reaction everybody was waiting for was from the NRA, and the NRA said that attacking firearms and ignoring children isn't a solution to the crisis that we face as a nation. Only honest, law-abiding gun owners will be affected, and our children will remain vulnerable to the inevitability of more tragedy. What did you think with their statement? Did you think that was on par or off base?
I generally would probably agree with that view. And here's another thing that I would say about the gun control issue in general. Gallup just released a poll in the from last week time frame, and one of the things that it shows is very interesting. The top three concerns of Americans, the economy, the federal budget deficit, dissatisfaction with political dysfunction, political polarization, those are the top three issues that are on people's minds, all with more than 20% of people saying that that's their top concern, each one of those. Gun control comes in at 7. 4% of people say that that's their top concern, and yet this is an issue that is dominating the national dialogue. Okay. Obviously, we've had some tragic events, but one is almost tempted to think that in some ways these events are being capitalized on a way that you don't really like to see, and that we should just focus on solving the problem in a way that makes sense rather than trying to make a big public ordeal out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you too. Absolutely, 100%. One of the things that in what the president said, calling on Congress to do, was to pass a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. And it's what you talked about initially when we first jumped on here, that 40% of gun purchases are made without background checks. What would you say that, you know, there should be some compromises that we can find in all of this with all this conversation that we're having? Let's hope that it doesn't have to be completely polarizing like so many things are in this country. Do you think that there is some common ground here and we can split the difference somewhere? What do you think should happen with background checks?
I guess my personal opinion is that background checks are fine. You know, again, personal opinion, when you start getting into things like restricting certain classes of weapons, that gets into a little bit more questionable territory simply due to the fact that you can't really, I mean, prohibition doesn't work. It didn't work in the 1920s with alcohol. It doesn't work today with drugs. as soon as you prohibit something, you're immediately increasing the value of it in some people's eyes. And you have blockade runners, you have lawbreakers that are going to make a market in those items. So that would be a mistaken direction for policy to take. But certainly, you know, reasonable regulation of purchases. I think that there's a lot of people that would not have any problem with laws along those lines.
Yeah. And the thing that we talked about in the beginning, and you mentioned this, is and this is an area that everyone's been bringing up, addressing mental illness and people with the history and in trying to get a gun. Although I think I think it'd be pretty tough to come up with some policy as far as that's concerned. I don't know. You know, on this show, we've had these discussions about if you see the red flag, but how do you know if you see the red flag? I still think that's a pretty gray area, don't you?
It is. And, you know, interestingly enough, there's several of these executive orders that were issued today that try to address that mental illness issue. And let me just say this about that issue is that you potentially get into other civil liberty issues.
Yeah.
It could almost become a witch hunt where, you know, is this person mentally ill, and how are we determining that? What is the due process for someone that is receiving that label, so to speak? And you have to have due process even for that, because you don't want to indiscriminately label people in a way that it's going to hurt them. From a civil libertarian standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Can you imagine the stigmatism that could be attached to that? And you could be completely wrong. Wow, we certainly don't want to do that. We don't want to go in that direction. Tell us about your book. Give us the thumbnail on your book.
So the book is really, I wrote it to help Americans save time and gain clarity as they seek real solutions to many of the problems that our country faces. And it talks about issues like deficit spending, political polarization, the long-term incumbency that we see in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And it really tries to find institutional solutions for these problems. I think that there's a tendency among a lot of people to think that, you know, we can elect someone different, a different candidate, we can elect a different party into power. But this book looks at the evolution of our political process and how certain changes have actually led to these problems, you know, like deficit spending and so forth. So it really tries to
fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. All right, we're opening up those lines. If you want to throw in your 2 cents about what the president had to say as far as gun control, the big announcement, a package of proposals to limit gun violence is what they're calling it. The number is, of course, for America Tonight to get to me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Check this out. Before the Prez made his announcement, a CNN Time Mag Orc international poll, you know, I am the poll princess, showed that a majority of Americans support stricter gun control laws because of the shooting at Newtown, Connecticut. According to the survey, 6 in 10 approve of the job VP Joe Biden is doing. That's slightly higher than the people who approve of Obama. And the vice president, of course, leading that task force after the shootings that came up with specific proposals for the president on how to reduce gun violence in the country. Interesting. The approval rating for the Prez is at 55. This just came out on Wednesday. 43 saying that they disapprove of the way the Prez is doing the job. Of the 34 who disapprove, they say because Obama's too liberal, 7% say they give the president a thumbs down because he's not liberal enough. And we could go through all these stats, but we won't do that. It's interesting because then there's another poll that also shows dissatisfaction with the rise in the U.S. as far as the gun laws are concerned. It's a Gallup survey that was released earlier this week. 38% of Americans are dissatisfied with current gun regulations. They want stricter laws in place That's a 13-point jump from a year ago when 25% said, expressed that similar view. Women were more likely to say they were in favor of stricter gun laws. That's a change in attitude from 2012, which was more apparent in men. Apparently, only 18% of Republicans favored tighter gun control laws, a 12% or point rather increase from last year. 64% of Democrats want more restrictive gun laws. So one thing that showed that a percentage of Americans who say they're dissatisfied with gun laws, 43% satisfied with the current laws, blah, 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 blah. The VP led that task force, Biden did, with he was charged with finding ways that you could reduce gun violence in the United States. So he met with all kinds of people, 229 different groups, including, the NRA, Ultimately, this really does go back to Congress and what Congress decides they want to do with all of this. So what does your gut tell you? Do you think we're going to have massive, widespread, changing legislation when it comes to guns in this country? I got to tell you, my gut says I don't see it. I don't think that we're going to see any kind of sweeping change. Maybe for some background checks. I don't think even over the top there, but maybe that will be tweaked a little bit. I don't think you're going to see an assault weapons ban. I don't think we see that at all. And some of the other elements of this, even the mags and limiting ammunition, I think it's a hard task to try to jam that through the House. And even the Senate, it might be pretty tough. Because when it comes down to it, this goes back to the lawmakers. What's going to change, even with some of the things that happened, what's going to change when it comes down to brass tacks? You're either going to push this and you're going to try to throw out a bunch of regulations, tighter controls, and you're going to infuriate the people who have backed you for a long time in certain areas of the country, or you're going to do the other. I mean, it's one or the other. I've said this before, and it's really true. On guns, there is no on the fence. A ban on military-style semi-automatic rifles would certainly, I would think, unite whatever opponents of gun control. I mean, that's a battle you're going to have a hard time winning. In fact, even Senator Dianne Feinstein knows, because she was part of that. They won the passage of the weapons ban in 94, but it expired 10 years later. And she says, we do think the battle is worth waging again. So the NRA has, of course, opposition to any kind of gun control. And there's a definite reluctance to try to tangle at all with the gun lobby. And this would fall especially to Republicans and even some Democrats who are people who represent conservative districts or states. They're not going to do that. I don't see it. I really don't. I think there's going to be lots of conversation, but I still don't think we're going to see sweeping change. Right now, if you go back, and really every state is different. There's so many things. There's so many nuances, let's face it, to guns and what you can do in one state versus another. But federal law requires now that anyone who's in the business of gun sales to get a license as a dealer, and then they're supposed to submit any purchases for law enforcement background checks. Anyone else who sells guns can claim the sales are not their primary business can avoid that whole thing. Selling, I can sell a gun to you, etc. But that's a gap right there. And the government is saying that this is where they're going, that some 40% or more of gun sales now take place. That's where they take place in this area, in this hole. So if you're a criminal and you're looking to get a gun, where are you getting a gun? I mean, you can go to a gun dealer, you can get a paper trail, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to do that. 80%, and they've done surveys on this and studies on this, 80% or more who have bought weapons in ways that bypassed background checks, criminals, gun crimes, they found out in tracing that it's been through that area where there hasn't been a background check or gun sales or transfers or, you know, whatever. So the proposal, one of the president's proposals is to require federal agencies to share more information with background checks in a background check system, and they would try to remove restrictions that have kept states from doing it. How about that? And it would also be the first time to enact a federal law against gun trafficking where it would make it easier to prosecute the straw purchasers. Ooh, it's like a nasty word in my book because I keep thinking back to Fast and Furious. Anyway, but the straw purchasers who buy guns for felons or other people who can't make the purchases on their own. Republicans issued all kinds of statements on Wednesday that accused the president of threatening the constitutional rights of gun owners, but not very many of them said too much negative about background checks. Not the background checks. Instead, it was other things, you know, whether it was the assault weapons possibilities or whatnot, but not so much on, okay, so let's have stricter background checks. I don't know, folks. You know, if I were a betting person, I mean, honestly, I still say maybe the conversation started and that's a good thing, but where the conversation ends up, there's going to be some people that are not going to be happy with this. You cannot be on the fence on this. You just can't. You have to really dig deep and think, okay, where am I on this? Am I Second Amendment? And whether I have a gun, don't have a gun, whatever, I'm supporting that. Or am I backing, boom, get away with the assault weapons, forget that. Come on, let's go over these background checks. And even when we talk about mental illness, I mean, in a utopian world, wouldn't it be great if we had known how crazy James Holmes was, the guy in Aurora, Colorado, or Adam Lanza, the guy who just killed himself and all those poor children and those adults as well in Connecticut. But we didn't have that. Nobody said, okay, this is going to happen. By the way, they're arming up. They went here. They got guns here, whatever. Mom had a bunch of guns. He used the guns. He knew where they were, whatever. How can we possibly, and I think we should look at that, but how can we possibly say that that's an easy task to undertake? I don't think so, because there's also a gray area of rights. What do we consider someone who's over the line mentally ill in getting guns? I mean, what is it? There are a lot of people that struggle with a lot of sad issues when it comes to mental illness, but they're not going to go and take guns and go after people on campus universities, lock the doors and go into the classrooms. And they're not going to do that to elementary school students. So they're just people struggling to survive in their own mind. And then how public would all of that be made? So then that's a whole privacy issue thing, too, which we talked about at the top of the show when in a conversation with Carl Jarvis, as you heard, he said, you know, you look at the amendments he was saying for the amendment. You also have to be concerned about that. So it's not an easy thing to figure out that part of the equation, which I think is very, very important, by the way. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in, we're heading to the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Imagine there's a lot of opinion about some of the things that the president has proposed happen to try to curb gun violence in this country. The catalyst for all of it, or what's really been the straw that broke the camel's back, for lack of a better way to say it, is the sad, terrible thing that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. We all agree and we all know that. And because this was on the heels of 6 months before the Aurora, Colorado shooting, where you had so many people, 58 people who were wounded and 12 people who were killed, but, you know, 26 and 7-year-olds and then 6 adults was just too much for any of us to really stomach. And then it spurred on the conversation, not that we haven't had these conversations, and states with different laws, different gun laws, and then the expiration of the assault weapons ban, and, you know, go in a different direction, fast and furious, that blew up in the government's face. What a debacle that was. Brian Terry, his poor family. Guy, all he wanted to do was be a Border Patrol guy, and he gets killed by our own guns. I hope people don't forget him. So the mailbag is definitely filled with lots of comments, pro and con, on guns. So those favoring tighter gun control laws and those saying, hey, get your hands off my Second Amendment rights. And we're going to go to that in just a second. Jack threw in his two cents. He says, why should the thousands of people who are under treatment for a mental illness have their right to due process removed. Most people with mental illness are good, honest, law-abiding citizens. And see, that's the, he's right about that. There is a gray area there. Somebody deeply disturbed, completely out of their mind, which is what we're saying about 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who horrifically slaughtered all those poor, innocent kids who were just in school, and then the principal and the other adults, teachers, etc., that were there, the six. He was riddled with mental illness, severe mental illness. But the problem is lumping people into that. That is a dangerous proposition, and it would be wrong to label. Imagine the label. The stigmatism of mental illness is already there. I mean, look at the military. It took them forever to lift that. People with post-traumatic stress syndrome coming back, and the suicide rate off the charts because of the terrible things that so many of them endured or saw or watched their comrades be killed or whatever. Would you throw them into that? Would you lump them into that category? Maybe they're on medications. They go to the veterans hospital. They're getting help. They're on, you know, there's a million different drugs they could put them on. A Klonopin, something milder than that, whatever it is. So there is also some tricky waters to navigate when it comes to mental illness and treatments even that are available. Some of you also talked about that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This is from Richard Raymond, who says, wow, Second Amendment is really taking a beating, Kate Delaney. I don't understand why it takes a tragedy to, one, have the conversation, but, two, to automatically go with we have to have restrictions. We must do this because people who own guns could at any moment probably use them in the wrong way. What kind of thinking is that? That is completely wrong. And after all of the things in the past that have fallen short, that have not worked, why, oh, why would we give criminals more rights than we give the average person? Don't people understand that you should have the right, if you choose to do it, to defend yourself in your own home, for goodness sake? I can't even imagine if all the guns were taken out of law-abiding citizens' hands. He wasn't alone in that one. Janice Weiss says, oh, I just got concealed and carry. Very proud of myself. Know what I'm doing. Thought about it for a very, very long time. I cannot tell you how empowered I feel that I can protect myself as a single woman in my own home. I feel for the people in Connecticut, and I feel like they're being used as the poster children for reasons why we should trash the Second Amendment. And for that, I am very, very sorry. Here's another one from Jeremy Ray. And Jeremy says, hello, America. Tonight, been listening to some of the conversation. Really, really like the presentation. Have to tell you that I think we do need more gun control in this country. I have never owned a gun. I'm not really so much anti-gun, except for by what I've seen lately. Do we really need people to have access to rounds and rounds and rounds of ammunition? Give me a break. If somebody comes in their front door, breaks in, and they can't shoot them with one clip, something's wrong here, and they shouldn't have a gun in the first place. Or maybe I'm just ignorant about guns. Either way, I think we ought to have more of a discussion in this area, don't you? Absolutely. Let's have that discussion. We are having that discussion, but let's realize you can't be on the fence in this one. It's really one way or the other. One way or the other. That's how it is. At this point, and that's the problem with the politicians. They're sidestepping it the best that they can. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. We're going to interrupt the mailbag. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm here.
Oh, that's, well, I'm here is a good thing. Another day above ground.
Yeah, well, you have to learn to keep your mouth shut sometimes if you want to stay above ground this company anymore.
Boy, you know, some people really think that's true, depending on where they live, yes.
I'm just in a very cynical mood. I cannot believe what this country is coming to. And I cannot believe that people are actually listening to that clown in D.C., the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I just don't get it. And if we want to talk Constitution, revisit the 10th and 11th Amendments as well. I know that it says every government official takes an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. And it also says they have an obligation to separate the three branches of the government. Now, when one branch comes out and definitely dictates over the other two, that's a level of a constitutional threat, particularly when it's trying to impose its will on the other two branches without the people's due process.
Mm-hmm.
That's all outlined in the Constitution, and I just dumb it down because I swear to God, when Biden comes around, you better dumb it down because he's back to Dick and Jane, in my opinion.
That's good, touche.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a witch here, but I want to scream at him. See, stop, run, because he just babbles on. But what galls me the most over this whole gun issue is Fast and Furious. Under the auspices of Holder, Obama, and the ATF, they forced legal Class 3 FFL dealers to sell illegal weapons.
Right.
Now, are we going to talk major hypocrisy here? And some of those guns are in this very country. So how are they justifying those actions?
Yeah, and the answer is they can't. As I said, you know, talk to the family of Brian Terry. Just awful what happened there. And then, poof, you know, Daryl Issa tried desperately to make something happen with Holder, and it didn't. He couldn't get it to stick. We know about the being buried in documents. And then here we are at this point where we're talking about, let's see, what are we taking and what are we giving in return? Wow. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.